another sure sign that the bright year was fading. Turning our faces to home, we were already aware of the oncoming chill of evening as the breeze stiffened, rustling the brittle leaves. Despite all the power that man can muster, Watson, he is powerless against time and the change of the seasons. They are relentless. We may be, as Shakespeare has it, the paragon of animals, but we are still the slaves of time, my friend remarked with a melancholy air. Holmes had been in a silent and morose mood all day, and it seemed the dying season had increased his tedium vitae. As his close companion, I was no stranger to these fits of depression. His brain was such a finely wrought instrument that it was highly tuned to external sensations. I also realized that it was not just the unstoppable, headlong rush of time that darkened my friend's spirits. It was because he had no case on hand to occupy and challenge his incredible mind. As we turned from Oxford Street towards Baker Street, the lamps were being lit. Even the cabs that rattled down the cobbles had their carriage lamps aglow, little amber beacons to attract the customers. Holmes and I had naturally...